The Lord be with you.
With your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. And Jesus said to Nicodemus, "You must be born from above. The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." But Nicodemus answered and said to him, "How can this happen?" Jesus answered and said to him, "You are a teacher in Israel, and you do not understand this? And I say to you, we who speak of what we know, we testify to what we have seen. But you people do not accept our testimony. If I tell you about earthly things, you do not believe. How will you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord. The Gospel of John speaks more about the Holy Spirit, referencing the Holy Spirit, than the other three Gospels. So we're looking at John here today. And we're looking at this fellow named Nicodemus, a very unique and very interesting fellow. He's rich, he's famous, he's powerful, socially powerful. He's a member of the Sanhedrin, which is the supreme court for the Jewish people. So he's a very extraordinary fellow, and he comes to Jesus by night. He only appears in the Gospel of John. And he goes through some kind of a conversion here with Jesus. We only know that because later on, he will defend Jesus before the Sanhedrin. And he will appear again in the burial narrative of Jesus after the crucifixion. So he speaks here about the Holy Spirit. You know, if you go to our bookstore or you go to any religious bookstore, you'll find many, many books on God, God the Father, the provident, all-powerful God. You'll find many books on Christology, which is about Jesus Christ. The Christology books are plentiful. You'll find many books on Mariology, which dealing with the Mother of God. But you'll search and search before you find a book on pneumatology, which is the theology of the Holy Spirit. Somehow, there's very little theology written about the Holy Spirit, pneumatology. The Holy Spirit becomes a very important part of our spiritual journey. And Jesus says to Nicodemus, he says, "You must be born from above." Now, it's very common for us to hear people saying, "I was reborn." You know, that's not exactly what Jesus is speaking about here. Sometimes I'm reborn in the Spirit. Well, somebody wins the lotto, they say, "I was reborn." So that's one way to be reborn. Somebody gets married for the first time, they say, "This is wonderful, my whole new life, I have a new life, I'm reborn in this." Or when the baby is born, parents are reborn, grandparents are reborn. This is different. Anothen is the Greek word used here. You must be born from above. That's a different type of human experience, a mystical experience. You know, in the Buddhist tradition, they speak about the man who went into the desert and he had a mystical experience. And when he came back to his community, he said, "Tell us about it." He said, "I can't. I can't describe it." And he said, "But you must tell us about it." So he told them about it. And after he had told them, they knew less about it than they knew before. It's an experience of the Holy Spirit that cannot be described. It can only be felt. It can only be experienced. When you try to harness it in words, it loses its understanding. Being born of the Spirit, being born from on high, means I take a second look at life. I begin to interpret life in a different way. Suffering takes on different meaning. Challenges. There is no fear. Born from above, there is no fear. I am convinced in my faith that I am in the hands of an infinite, loving God. Born from above means I look at life and I understand all experiences of life in a totally different way. No fear, no anxiety. It's not legalism. We tend to follow legalism. I mean, you have to keep this law and you keep... Legalism mean anything. Once you're born from above, you live beyond the law. You're above the law. The law is somewhere in your past. That's what it means here, to be born from above in the power of the Holy Spirit. Is something for which we pray. We pray for an increase in the Spirit in our lives. And when we are born from above, we understand everything quite differently. We pray in a different way. We pray with confidence. We have peace of soul. We have no anxiety. It's a spiritual condition that Jesus speaks about to Nicodemus here. But Nicodemus does not understand it. However, in some way, it touches Nicodemus because he becomes a kind of a secret follower of Jesus Christ. He's still fearful about belonging to Sanhedrin and in the Jewish tradition. And when he defends Jesus before the court criticizes him. They all criticize Nicodemus. But he stays with Jesus. He's with Jesus at the end of his life after the crucifixion. So think about praying to the Holy Spirit. Praying to the Holy Spirit to catch the invitation of God's word here, to carry the Holy Spirit in our awareness and in our prayer, to be born from above. Amen. Now, it's a bit complicated for 8:15 Mass, and I've only got a few minutes to speak about it. But think about praying for the infusion of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Amen. Two priests who are very good friends of mine, both belong to the class of 63. I was a class of 64. Died last night, classmates, both died the same evening. Father Ray Hopp and Father Mike Bunny, good friends. And I got a call this morning from Monsignor Turgis, and he's the same class as these two fellows that died, and he said, wow, we better play much more golf much more often because there isn't that much left. So anyway, we'll pray for Ray and for Mike. May their souls and the souls of all the faithful departed through the mercy of God rest.